You know how libraries and bookstores like to separate books by genre? You got your mysteries, your memoirs, books for kids and young adults. Well, librarian Nancy Pearl says sometimes those categories are random and meaningless. Today she brings us a book that defies classification.
This is called The Game of Love and Death by Martha Brockenbro, who is a Seattle author. But let me say, I would have brought this book in whether or not she was a Seattle writer or not. This is a book that exemplifies for me the reason why it's a shame that we divide books up and label some for teens and some for adults. This is a book that is for both. And it's a book that tackles big issues. And you can see that when I tell you who the characters are. First of all, it's set in 1937 in Seattle. So you get a little bit of what Seattle was like at that time. The two main characters, the two main teenage characters, one is an African-American girl named Flora, who wants to be a pilot.
Oh, my.
But she's the owner, along with her uncles, of a jazz club, which her parents had owned before her. And she's a wonderful singer. The male protagonist, the young male protagonist, is a young man named Henry, whose parents died of a sickness like the flu, and he is being raised by the parents of his best friend, who are very wealthy Seattleites.
Not African American.
And Henry is a very talented musician as well as a baseball player. So those are the two young protagonists. The two older protagonists, much older protagonists, are love and death. And love and death are embarked all the time in this struggle over who is stronger. And in a struggle between love and death, death is always going to win.
Because death is inevitable.
Because death is inevitable. But love would count it as a victory every generation or every year, that's a little unclear to me, love and death pick contestants. And the contestants they have picked when Flora and Henry are born in 1920s, one of them chooses love. Love chooses one, and death chooses the other. And love will win. Death will always win in the end. But love will win if they choose love.
I know.
Over everything. This is a book that has so many levels and so many interesting things to talk about and to think about, and how Flora and Henry operate, knowing and not knowing that they're pawns of these very, very strong beings.
Right. Powerful forces.
Yes. And so 1937, this is part of the brilliance of the thing that Martha did, setting it in 1937. So in 1937, there were many tragedies, but there are three tragedies that we know about that are in our common consciousness. And one is the attack on Guernica. One is the Hindenburg disaster. And the other is the death of Amelia Earhart. And in all of these, as the book plays out, death has a hand. Hmm. What a wonderful book. This is another one of those books that that I have filled with phrases, sentences that I just, sure. So
yeah, pull one out here.
Okay. This is Flora thinking. Game or no, she would someday die, as all living beings did. But that wasn't the tragedy, nor was there tragedy in being a pawn. All souls are, if not of eternal beings, then as pawns of their own bodies. The game, whatever shape it takes, lasts only as long as the body holds out. The tragedy, every time, is choosing something other than love. Isn't that wonderful?
let's not call it a young adult novel. Let's just call it a novel called The Game of Love and Death. And the author is Martha Brockenbro. And I'm going to spell that because it's long and complicated. Brockenbrough. Think of it as rock and roll, Brockenbro. Wow, sounds fascinating.
It is amazing. And I would lend it to you, Marcy, but she signed it to me, so I have to keep it.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series. She's a regular Tuesday guest on The Record. You can find all of her reading recommendations at KUOW.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.